Well, of course, the breaking news this week, and that's where we'll start this Davabet Welsh Premier League podcast, is Alan Bickerstaff leaving Connors Quay Nomads by mutual consent. What were your thoughts when that happened, Jonah?
Bit disappointed for him, Mark, because, you know, it happens to everybody. It's happened to me in the past. But I just think it's a little bit early, and it's catching up too much in football now. Every time a few results go the wrong way, you know, it's, got to get rid of him, got to get rid. I know they may have invested at Gap Connors Quay, and I don't know exactly what their targets were. They may have had something in line to say you've got to be in this position by a certain time, and they may be panicking a bit. But I've seen a couple of managers in the past few seasons struggle and work their way out of it and get their teams into the top six and go on to better things. So I just feel a little bit unfortunate for Alan, and good luck to him in the future, and I hope he gets a club again soon.
Playing devil's advocate though, Jonah, what I would say is they have invested a lot of money, haven't they? And this is a very tight league up until recently, and to be in the position that they were this tight in the league, arguably they would have thought they would have been a little bit higher. And maybe, you know, if you've got to make a change, you have to make it quick and you have to get on with things.
Well, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and we don't know how people are getting on with each other. That's a big thing in football. But it was only a couple of weeks ago we were having this chat, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and, you know, MBI were on a tricky little run for the first time. 4 games later, they were 10th 4 weeks ago. 4 games later, they're fourth. And that's the way this league's gone at the moment. You know, Carmarthen Town, who struggled a couple of weeks ago, they were, you know, they're not doing so well. They're not scoring goals. They're not doing this and not doing that. Last 2 weeks, 4-1 away at Rhyl, 4-1 at home at Haverford West. Everything rosy in the garden. So it's down to what goes on, I think, between the manager, the chairman. Ultimately, it's down to what goes on between the manager, the chairman, and what their aims are. But listen, Bickerstaff's a good football man. Good luck to him. I hope he gets another job soon.
Do you think it's down to the money, though, Jonah? We're talking a situation here that they have invested more, arguably, than an MBI Llandudno. They have invested more than a Haverford West. You know, maybe the club have a right to expect to be higher than clubs like that.
Well, who knows? We don't know, Mark, because their budget may be... They did sign 2 or 3, what you would call top bracket players in Les Davis, in Callum Morris. But, you know, if them players are getting £1 each, how do you know the other 9 are not getting 50 pence each? We don't know the ins and outs of the boardroom, and that's only speculation all the time. And sometimes that's where football gets misunderstood. A rumour gets spread that one player's getting this and one player's getting the other, and it goes around like wildfire. We don't know the budget. All I'm saying, and you asked me my opinion early on, I just think it's a little bit early.
What's it like to be in Alan Bickerstaff's situation? You've had that call, unfortunately. Time to move on. Things need to change. How does that conversation work out?
It's like work, and people have to understand that. You know, if you're in work this morning, Mark, and your gaffer calls you in and says, listen, Mark, time up, I don't think it's going as well as it would. It dents your pride, mate. There's no doubt about that. And it's a setback in your time. But as they say, like good players, when they've had bad games, they've got to come back and prove themselves. Managers, when they have the bullet, they either roll them up and get back into it, or you chuck the towel in. But I hope Bickerstaff rolls them up. He's a previous league winner. He was involved in a title-winning team with Rhyl. He has pedigree. Maybe he's had a bad run this time. Just has to roll him up and get back involved. And hopefully he has a bit more luck with the next team he takes over. But yeah, if your question is it easy to take? It's down to the individual, isn't it? But, you know, you don't have a party.
How long before Alan's back at this league? Weeks, months?
That's down to Alan individually. You know, he may get an offer tomorrow and say yes. You know, he was part of a good coaching setup with Colin Caton at Bala for a couple of seasons. So, as I said, he's used to success in this league, and I'm sure he'll bounce back.
And then the big question, who's going to fill his boots at Connors Quay? Any ideas?
The rumour mill hasn't started down south yet, but I'm sure up north it's flying around. So come the weekend, there'll be names banded around everywhere. But that when these jobs come available, there's a lot of applications for these jobs, Mark. These are good football jobs. Apart from Wrexham, you know, Cardiff City and Swansea, these are the top appointments you can get in Welsh football. So, they're not just everyday little jobs. They're great football jobs. So whoever gets it is going to get a good job.
And anybody from the current team who might be able to step up and take the gig permanently?
They may get somebody. I know Jay Caton is the coach, and Jay's coached there for a few years. I know the lad, Stephen Evans, went there last year and done a marvellous job. Georgie Horan's there. You know, they have experienced players there. It's just the way the committee want to go.
And of course, the decision for him to go came after they lost against Aberystwyth Town. 2 goals for Aberystwyth, and Chris Venables again firing on all cylinders, getting the second one after 74 minutes.
That just about backs my argument up. I think it was 5 or 6 weeks ago, Aberystwyth, who are now, you know, one of the top sides in this league, you know, they were languishing in 8th or 9th. Ian Hughes, is he doing well enough? Is Ian Hughes doing well enough? All of a sudden, 4 great results. They're in 3rd place in the table. What's the biggest game of the weekend? Aberystwyth versus TNS on Friday evening. What a wonderful place to be. Great manager again now. And, you know, that's the nature of the game, mate. I mean, the ups and downs of this game now are berserk.
And when we're on about a manager who's made his way now, we can talk about the real manager getting his first result against Pataulbet for a while, I think, and absolutely a good win for Real.
They're right back in the race, Real, Gartho, and I'm sure he must have been elated on Sunday afternoon, as much as Andy Dyer would have been disappointed with poor Talbot. Connor Bell's hat-trick and the penalty. I mean, I think Dean Keats, I'm sure he may get the kicking job for Australia. I don't know. I hope you're not listening, Dean, but that was some penalty, son. You cleared that bar by at least 4 or 5 metres. I think he's cleared the hot dog stand at the back of the old poor Talbot ground there. But Connor Bell, well done. Real well done. You're back in the race. One thing, I'm looking at this league, it's right in front of me now, Mark. This is a top league now, and there's clubs clamouring to come in from the 2 leagues below. And there's 2 big clubs going to leave this league this year. And at present, I'd say it's any 2 from 9, I would say. I'd count the top, you know, the top 3 out. But everybody else has to look over their shoulder. A couple of bad results. You know, Real, as we said now, they may be up and running. They're all in the race, mate. And the safest race is to get in the top 6 after the first 22 games. And that's everybody's objective. You have to have somebody one day, like you said, when you're a manager, you just say to your players one day, can someone go on, somebody go and produce for me? Our luck hasn't been great at the moment. Can one of you go and give me a bit of magic in the next 90 minutes and turn our season round? And that's what the lad Connor Bell did. He's nicked a hat-trick away for Talbot. What an afternoon, you know, fantastic afternoon. And I'm sure he can't wait for the next game now. Gareth Owen can't wait for the next game now. And what an interesting game that will be as the Lily Boys entertain Airbus on Friday evening. You know, I'm sure they'll be ready for the game now.
And just quickly, Craig Jones is sending off for Talbot. Fair sending off?
A little bit unlucky. I managed Craig. A great, wonderful footballer. I bet he hasn't made 3 fouls in his career. And that's being quite serious. You know, I think he's run across him more than clipped him. But the referee, I think, you know, it's one of those ones. You didn't see Craig arguing much, but he's not that type of player, Craig, but the situation, I think it was the situation.
And Bala Newtown was quite a juicy game on Friday night, and Bala obviously winning that by 1-0. Both sides, though, doing well enough, I would argue, to maintain that they're still in that front pack for the running.
Highlights of that were fantastic. A couple of the saves, and it looked a real, like you said, juicy game at Bala. And Newtown, I think, are surprising a couple of people. A couple of people... said that without Shane Sutton at the back, they'll struggle. But Chris Hughes is doing a good job. They're 3 points off 2nd place. And a win for them against Bangor on Saturday would put them back in the top 3. So, you know, they seem to be doing very well.
Perhaps one of the more worrying things for Newtown, though, is Oswell picked up a red card in that game. Sean Evans picked up a red card in that game. So we're not looking just injuries now for Newtown. We're looking at suspensions as well, aren't we?
I blame this Rugby World Cup again. I think Oswell thought he was in the line-out. 3 times. I think the players, the Bala players were amazed watching the highlights. He's gone up with his hand 3 times. I think he thought he was Alan Wynne-Jones and not Jason Oswell.
Moving on to the games we haven't talked about that are coming up this week then. Haverford West do meet Bala. They lost against Carmarthen, who put in a fair performance themselves over the weekend, winning 4-1 against Haverford West. Haverford West at home, though, that might give them a bit of a fillip and make them feel a little bit stronger against Bala.
It'll be the first time Bala have been to Haverford West, I think, and they'll find it a wonderful place to play the Newbridge Stadium. And that sometimes that could go against Haverford West because their ground is one of the best grounds in the league. It's like a team coming into the English Premier League and the big boys not being afraid to go there because the surface there is absolutely magnificent. I'm sure Bala will enjoy it there. But Haverford West, you know, I was at the game Friday evening when they got defeated by Carmarthen, and they just come back into the game at 2-1, and their right back, who's been excellent. I've watched him, Ricky Watts, the right back. I think he'll surprise a few people. He got sent off for the handball, and it most probably turned things Carmarthen's way in the end, but they were looking sharp on the evening, Carmarthen, and Mark Jones, Liam Thomas, and Kyle Bassett looked really sharp at the top. Haverford West against Bala, it just goes without saying, Mark, at the moment that everybody is going to give everybody a game, whether top or bottom. And I know Caton, you know, he'll be looking forward to a tough encounter against Wayne Jones' men down at Haverford West.
And again, Airbus have got to pick up the pieces because they lost 2-0 at home to MBI Llandudno, and Airbus are off to Rhyl. They'll fancy their chances now, although maybe they'll be a bit scared because, of course, Rhyl have got that point on the road, and the fans at Bellevue will definitely want to see a home win.
Andy Priest will most probably tell you anyway that inconsistency at Airbus at the moment, because they're the one team I did say at the start of the season, with their squad, I thought they'd really challenge all the way, but they just seem to be a little bit inconsistent. They can turn it on one week and it just looks like they're having an off week in two or three all the time. And to stay right in amongst the top, you know, to keep on the tails of TNS, it has to be consistency. And this will be a game that Airbus will target to take 3 points from, I think, Rhyl. But as you say, after their win against Port Talbot last weekend, who can forecast who's going to win this game? So I'm right on the fence with this one, and it's a score draw for me.
And I can't forecast the other Saturday game, MBI Llandudno against Carmarthen. Carmarthen won 4-1 against Haverford West, but MBI Llandudno have found their form again, and, you know, that could go either way, couldn't it?
Oh, I mean, we said last week, I said, you know, how well MBI Llandudno and Haverford West had done. MBI just went and produced again by defeating Airbus 2-0. In fact, that wasn't a shock of the week, Mark. I think that may have been slightly gone under the radar as the result of the season so far for a team. For MBI to go to Airbus and win 2-0 last week, that was a massive result for Alan Morgan and his team. And Alan Morgan will know that, and he'll be confident of his team this Saturday. So Hazelwood and his young team will have a tough task at MBI, but it'll be, again, for them. They'll look forward to it. They haven't been to MBI Llandudno, so they'll look forward to the trip, and that'll be another, you know, good game and hopefully a bumper crowd.
And there'll be some familiar faces for the new Saints players when they trek across Mid Wales on Friday. Aberystwyth Town players wearing Aberystwyth Town strips, but on loan from TNS, so that'll be a friendly, won't it?
Can Jamie Reid play, Mark? I'll put the ball back in your court.
I don't think he can, but I don't know where his loyalties will be lying.
Yeah, that'll be a great game. Like you say, Friday evening, it starts the Daffer Bet Welsh Premier League fixtures off for the weekend. That is a bumper fixture. You know, again, Rhyl, Airbus, ABBA, TNS. The league has to target over 1,000 fans in the two games. And if we do, it just goes to show, you know, things are going well. But that's a great game to go to Friday evening. I think ABBA will fancy their chances, mate. If there's anywhere TNS, you know, sometimes, you know, they struggle. I know they had a great victory there last year on a televised game. But ABBA usually put up a good shout against TNS. So smart money's on a score double on Friday evening. Rhyl Airbus, ABBA TNS, two draws.
And Portalbert are back in business at home again this week, playing on the Sunday. And the home fans, the Portalbert Ultras, will certainly want a better performance against Gap Connors Keane. don't know, will they get too cocky and think this is a side on its uppers at the moment, so we'll definitely sneak 3 points here?
No, they definitely won't. I spoke to Andy Dow myself, and they've lost to MBI at home, they've lost to Rill at home, and they've lost to Haverford West at home. So if anything, they'll be, you know, they'll be really galvanised. Both clubs, in fact, have lost their last three matches. The Nomads have only secured 1 point away from home this season. So Jake Caton will take the helm after the departure of head coach Alan Bickerstaff, and he'll have to try and produce something. But I'm sure it'll be a nerve. It could be type of place where it could be a lot of nerves Saturday. But if you look in the Port Talbot changing room, if they get 3 points, they're back on 17. They could be in the top five Sunday tea time. Gap, they could be seventh or eighth by Sunday tea time.
But I suspect if Port Talbot lose, they'll be sick of the sight of their own ground, will they?
Yeah, I'm sure the fans will pull them through if they have a good night out on Saturday night.
Excellent. And then one more game to talk about, which is 2:30 on Saturday. Newtown against Bangor. I've left it until last. You know, I just think this is a Newtown Bangor, really, isn't it? For home reasons, and also they're on fine form, but... You know, I mean, like you say, there's a massive intrigue on there. There's a couple of suspensions to play out. Who knows? It could be Bangor's day, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think Neville Powell will look to try and win this game and get back amongst the teams looking to get in the top six. Newtown, I mean, they're both Jason Oswell and Sean Evans, like you said, suspended following the red cards last Friday night. Newtown have only won at home once this season. So, you know... I think Bangor may target this, but instinct says I could see Bangor sneaking an away win.
Oh, the open merry-go-round that is the Welsh Premier League. Jonah, thanks for your insight. We'll soon find out whether you're right or whether you're not. And also, we'll be back next week with me and Jonah analysing those games. You're not off. No Scorio game again this week. So where are you going this week?
Haverford West and Bala.
Excellent. Good news. Yeah, thanks for your time, Jonah. Much appreciate it. And
thanks,
we'll
Mac,
see you
all
soon.
The best, mate.
Brought to you by Audioboom.